and they killed 16 big hogs one day.
Did now did you when you killed them, did you do anything with the well? You make anything from the head, meat of the head?
Mother does a lot of times make head sauce. I don't care for it. I don't know. I just don't care for head sauce and a lot of stuff like that. And what I believe some of them calls it head cheese or.
What do you usually eat?
Well, I like about any part of it except head cheese or sauce, whatever you want to call it, something like that. I don't care for that. But,
do you eat the inside of the hog or any of that?
No.
What do they call them, little?
Chitlins? Yeah. Like the colored people eat the the insides?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about that. I've just heard them talk about the colored people take the insides and pack sausage in them and cook them and eat them. They say they're real good, but yep. I don't really have any dealings with that.
Y'all never had any colored people up here, did you?
Yes. There's still, I guess there's still two lives in Israel County.
Two? Is that all?
I guess there's still two colored people in Israel County.
Families or just?
No, it's a widowed woman and a man. I don't believe he's ever married. He's probably in his 50s. I believe that's the only ones left. The rest of them moved off to the cities.
You probably never saw them. Did you see them when you were younger? Were they here?
Oh, yeah. Shoot. They had a lot of colored people around here until a few years ago. Over here at Laycross, a little town 3 miles northeast of Melbourne. That was a colored town over there. And there's one colored man left. Or did his house burnt week before last? A wildfire got out and his house burned. I don't know where he moved to. He may have bought him a trailer or something. I don't know. He owns some. I said him and his sisters owns a big old place over there, and his sisters moved off to the city.
Did y'all have any dealings with them when you were younger?
I didn't really, because you know they lived over there. And
what were things like between them and?
You know, I wasn't raised up around them enough to know. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them people from over around Laycross could tell you about them, but, you know, but I never really had any dealings with the colored people till I got up grown. I just see one every once in a while.
When folks called him,
sir,
well, folks had they had names for him, you know, like just like, you know, just like they had names for white people. They
just like Rudolph and
no, I mean, you know, when they got mad at him.
Oh, call him nigger.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they say that down in the state, down a little part of the state a lot, you know.
Well, yeah, they still call them nigger down. Yeah. And down the southeast part of the state, they still say nigger.
Yeah. And, did they call white folks anything?
You know, I don't know. Like I said, I never was around the colored people much. I never had much dealings with them.
When you were younger, did you know